Well, please understand, Corey, we don't have any part in what a salesman or a real estate agent or whoever tells the people that are buying the property. I mean, they don't have any control over what
the Tenney County DOA. Yeah, no, I understand that, but what you do have an investment in is that, I mean, I might be from Omaha, Nebraska, but I know for a fact that I've brought business to the county. Yeah. I mean, I can count how many people I've brought to Table Rock because the fact that I have a rental. I mean, I'm a businesswoman, so sure. I understand that there is a part of all of this that we're talking about is that Tenney County profits off of what I own.
And Corey, I understand there's a lawyer, a banker, and a real estate agent on this board. That's the composition of the board. So we're very appreciative, too, of the business that is brought in, but really our job here is to assess property as residential, commercial, or a mixed-use property is kind of our choices on a property like this. And so, but a restriction, we have put that 2575 in place because of the person's ability to stay in the property and to use the property themselves, so we've given them a benefit on that first one. But if we're dealing with an association or a project in which they are actually prohibiting you from using it as a residence,
they're not prohibiting me from using it. I can use it, but back to what Susan said, I don't believe that I can just move there, but that's something you can talk to the Homeowners Association about. I don't know if anybody is moving there for months on end, so they've never ever given me a restriction, so maybe I could come down there for a couple months. That I am not, again, I'm a new owner.
I appreciate your honesty. You're being straightforward with us about exactly what this is. I'm just curious about it because I mean, it ceases to be a residence if you can't use it as one.
Well, no, some people, I mean, it was originally written up like that, so that's why you can imagine our, surprise on the 12,300.
All right.
And I'm also thinking of solutions, too. If you guys get to the point where you make a decision and you're like, nope, this is what we're going to say, and I know you don't have any control over what the, associations do, but I think it would be business to maybe consider a phase-in or even a separate category, because I don't think we are like a hotel. I mean, I think that is different. But that's just, some of my thoughts. And also, I want to look at, we've really researched a lot around the county, and we look at, Stone County, there's great big facilities there, from my understanding. Well, they're not going to be taxed at the same rate, which I think should happen.
Well, Corey, we actually had somebody just pull up some of the restrictions in there. It doesn't look like there's a restriction against you residing at the property if you wanted to.
All right.
Corey, if it's...
If my husband gets on my nerves, I can actually
learn. I can move
down there.
Well, come on down.
All right.
Corey, we're going to – do you have anything else that you'd like to say?
No, that is the main thing. Let me look real quick. My husband knows he's working, too. Originally, thought we were going to be taxed between 5 and 6. We were under 20,000 income last year. I don't even think it was close to 20. And then we also, of course, you understand that we pay income tax too, so
sure.
It feels like you get taxed on the taxes that you get taxed on.
Well, but really, Corey,
I know you guys have a big decision to make.
Yeah, we just make our decisions based on valuation and classification of the property as far as whether it's a profitable or non-profitable business. We can't really get into, but as far as the as far as this particular one, we've just confirmed that it can be used as a residence, at least according to the bylaws, it appears. And we understand the assessor's position, but to be consistent with what we've done, if this is the only property owned, then I would make a motion to classify this property as 25% commercial and 75% residential.
Second.
Yep, that is.
And yep. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Now, please talk to council if you plan to get any more properties, because we do classify the rest of those as 100% commercial, and we, you know, if you have any questions about that, so, okay.
I appreciate your time. Thank you all. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye
bye. All right.
Correct. It takes us down to DOE 142.
Yes.
BNR Family Prop. Excuse me. Did you get a hold of them?
Yes.
We're only about 30 minutes early on them anyway. Okay. I'll go ahead and call. They're trying to encourage them not to come down because they get some percentage of the.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. We're calling in for we're calling in a little early. Is this okay? Is it a good time?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
And I appreciate you guys calling.
Okay, and I'm sorry, who are we talking to?
My name is Chris Baxter.
Chris, okay.
Uh-huh.
And Chris, you're being a spokesman for BNR Family Properties, or are you an owner?
So BNR Family Properties just ends up on it's me, my wife, my mom, and her husband.
Gotcha.
We bought a vacation home in Branson. And we do some nightly rental to just help offset some of the upgrades and things to it, because it was not been touched since the thing was built in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
Chris,
can I ask you a couple of questions to probably help shorten this up for you? Were you sent a tax bill classifying you as 100% commercial?
Yes, that's what I was told it meant.
Okay.
It went from 7,800 to 29. It didn't tell me to change. When I called in, they told me to change.
Okay. So it's not the valuation you're appealing. You're just appealing the classification. Okay.
And,
all right. Does BNR or the family own any other properties in Taney County?
No. That's the only property we own, period.
But you have it in a rental program?
Yes.
Okay.
We were told to set up as an LLC because we do some rentals of it.
Right.
It's not 100%, but yes.
No, you should. It's for reliability purposes. I get it. Okay.
Right. Otherwise, we wouldn't have even done that.
No, I get it. But it's a smart thing to do. Chris, what we've been doing, and we've had several of these come up in the last few years, and we're going to try to be consistent with you as well, and that is that on the first property that's owned in the county, if you put it in a rental program, then we sometimes it's a break, sometimes it's not, but we have been doing 25% commercial and 75% residential, so it's a mixed-use property, and if you rent it more than a quarter of the time, then you're getting the benefit of, I mean, you're getting a benefit because it's not classified
right.
Above commercial,
right.
Above that 25%. If you don't own any other property or the family or the LLC here, then is that something you want to be heard on, or is that reasonable to you?
I would rather see it be a 50-50, but I certainly appreciate a 75-25 versus a...
Well, I think you didn't hear me.
All the way.
I think you didn't hear me. The 75% is residential.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said 75%.
But we're happy to make you 50-50.
That's my understanding. We were, I guess when we bought the property, it was 100% residential. and we went 75-25. I'm happy with that.
Down
the road, if you got to adjust it, I'm not trying to get out of Vegas. Hell of a jump, and going to 100% will do.
I understand, and it may be that we'll get some clarification from either the State Tax Commission or the courts at some point in the future, because this is happening all over the country. But right now, what we have is what we've done is on the first property that's owned in the county has been doing that 25-75% residential.
Perfect. I greatly appreciate that.
I'd make a motion that we reclassify this to 25% commercial, 75% residential, BOE number 142.
I second.
Do
we need to allow her to speak?
I apologize.
You're good.
Just a second. Before we vote on the motion, I want to make sure the assessor, I was just assuming this is one of the same as the other.